Hi there. Step 18, who are you communicating with on the other side? I mean, who are these people and why are they so important? Well, today I want to talk about master guides, joy guides, runner guides, angels, archangels, loved ones. You're thinking, what? I know, I bet you thought that mediumship was just communicating with your own loved ones that have crossed over. It's actually not true at all. Mediumship means you're the middleman between the message from spirit and the message to someone else. Now, you're the middleman for yourself if you want to receive your own guidance, but it's really important to know where that guidance is coming from. Some spirit guides have been with you your entire life, ever since you were born. Others came on your team as you needed them at different times in your life, and you can use your free will actually to request another spirit guide at any time. So don't feel like, okay, this is my squad, I'm stuck with them. You can definitely say, hey, white flag, I need a little bit of help down here. I think it's really important to identify your unique guides and open up yourself to their wisdom so that you can communicate with them at any given time. So let's get started. First of all, we have the archangels. And archangels are the leaders in the angel world. They have this very powerful, very large energy. And if you're empathic or sensitive to energy, you can call on your archangel and you'll feel this energetic shift in the room. I love Archangel Raphael. He takes care of healing. He's helped countless humans be able to heal their mind, their body, their spirit. I also love Archangel Michael, who is super protective and definitely there to make sure that we have this protective shield around us. You can find more about archangels on the internet, all kinds of books and angels, people that specialize in them. But definitely know that those are guides on the other side that you can count on. Then you have guardian angels, and you have a guardian angel specifically with you right now, whether you know it or not, you do. I always tell my clients, take a big, deep breath, place your hand on your heart, and just take a moment to assess where is your guardian angel at any given time. That angel is to you exclusively. Their job is to make sure that you arrive at your entrance point and that you exit at your exit point. Because we all pick when we come and we pick when we go. They love you unconditionally forever. They're non-denominational and they work with people of all faiths and spiritual beliefs. And remember, angels have never been incarnated in Earth. So sometimes it's hard for them to like fully appreciate and understand the things that you're going through because they have no egos. They just come from a place of love and light. And then you have spirit animals. And that might be a pet that you once had that passed away that's now part of your spiritual guidance squad. Or it could be a spirit animal that is there to teach you, like a peacock teaching you the importance of beauty or being confident in your own gifts. And a wolf possibly showing up to show you the importance of getting your survival needs met. Spirit animals can show up for the first time in a dream. They can show up in your backyard. They can show up on a coworker's coffee mug. They can show up anywhere. And again, it can be a pet that was yours that is continuing to guide you from the other side. Then we have ascended masters like Buddha, Mother Mary, who were once human, living journeys of deep spiritual growth and influence. Now they have a special place as leaders in the spirit world, and they're here to guide us and teach us. My guides have told me that all ascended masters are partners and work together in harmony, no matter what culture or religion that we're a part of. So you can call on any ascended master. Obviously, Jesus being one of the most famous ones that everybody knows, but you can do what feels right and feels good for you. And then, of course, you have departed loved ones. So that's your family members who have crossed over and chose to be your spirit guide. So you can have a family member that's like, no, you know what? I'm going to stay right next to this person and I'm going to guide them. It could be a grandmother. It could be a great, great, great grandmother that's being a spirit guide for you. And whether you knew them well in life and whether you knew them well in this lifetime or not, doesn't seem to matter. What matters is that they're here for you. Then you have joy guides. Joy guides are here to bring, immense amounts of joy. They're the guide that wants to show you where the joy is in this lifetime, because sometimes things can get a little bit serious. And they're definitely there to help lift you up and pick you up in times of need. Then you have master guides, and your master guide is probably who you're all working very closely with right now, because your master guide's role is to be the one to teach you about your intuition, teach you about your psychic abilities, help you learn the biggest life lessons in this lifetime. Then you have a runner guide, and a runner guide is there to basically connect you with the spirits of the land. So whoever was on the land before you moved there, where your home is and where your family is, that runner guide is connected to the land and to the earth. So their job is to help you when you need home protection, when you need to buy a house, when you need to move, when you need to have anything to do with house related. And then last but not least, what you need to know is that your spirit guides are going to communicate with you often by sending you signs and synchronicities, which, did you know that the definition of a synchronicity is a meaningful coincidence? Just let that sink in for a minute. A meaningful coincidence. So these guides are going to be there by giving you numbers. They might send you butterflies. They might send you musical messages and songs. They might come into your dreams. But what's important is that you're present in your everyday life to communicate with them. Remember in the last lesson, I talked about being mindful. I talked about being subtle. Those guides may be subtle, but they're still there guiding you on. So tomorrow's homework is to stay on the lookout every single day, or today's homework, if you're listening to this first thing, stay on the lookout every single day for signs from your guides and start a spirit guide journal. I love journaling, and good thing, because that's what we're talking about in the next lesson.